The California Supreme Court struck down the state's ban on same-sex marriage last week. That may complicate things politically, but humorist Brian Unger says the decision could solve some other problems. Here is today's Unger Report.
First Massachusetts, now California. If this gay marriage thing spreads like a brush fire across America and states one by one start bestowing marital rights upon same-sex couples, if that happens, we'll be looking at the ultimate economic stimulus package for the U.S. economy and the way out of this recession. Gay marriage is FDR's New Deal, and it's wearing Dolce & Gabbana loafers. Here's why. With 2.5 million weddings a year, at an average cost of about $20,000 each, married couples, the straight kind, are spending something like $50 billion on their weddings. We can at least double that money when gay Americans storm the wedding chapels, if we put aside our biases, our qualms, our moral dilemmas, and put this economy first. If you can't do it for Bruce and Jeffrey, then do it for your country. It's the same as wearing an American flag lapel pin, but with a candelabra and a string that plays Cher when you pull it. A rising gay tide lifts all boats. First, the clergy make out like bandits. They double their usual $250 gratuity. That translates to a lot of new hymnals. And that's just the start. The jewelry, transportation, hotel, flower, music, clothing, food, and tourism industries, they all benefit by billions in income and the Fed in taxable dollars. While Earth doesn't suffer enormous population growth, gay marriage is a giant cash machine for America, a gay TM, with built-in carbon offset. Gay is green. Now, there are legitimate concerns about allowing gay marriages. Chiefly, when two people of the same sex marry, they quit their jobs and open a bed and breakfast right on your street. I know what you're thinking. I don't want to live on a street where a quaint house is filled with travelers swapping stories about their cats. But consider this. Gay couples can turn a skid row into Soho like nobody's business. It all starts to get better for all to enjoy when two people who've been bullied by society their entire lives settle down on your block and into marital bliss. It's both ironic and good for property values. Look, if the thought of two men kissing atop a 7-layer mango cream butter-frosted Sylvia Weinstock wedding cake just ticks you off, fear not. They're going to end up just like many heterosexual couples, divorced. And you know what that means? More GDP, gay domestic product. We're talking attorney's fees, moving vans, new homes, bedding, appliances, grooming products, patio furniture. Later, we all sleep alone. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Humor from Brian every Monday on Day to Day.